numbers 111, you're meant to be on hold for 20 seconds or less on average, according to NHS benchmark figures. However, as another sign of the difficulties that the NHS is under, people are now waiting on average. The time to answer a call is 6.5 minutes. Richard Sloggett is former special advisor to the ex-health secretary, Matt Hancock, and now programme director of the Future Health Research Centre. Thanks for coming on the programme, Richard. What seems to be the issue in answering these 111 calls on time?
So, good morning, Tom. Well, yeah, it's good morning. We're seeing summer, sort of winter pressures here in the NHS in summer, which is obviously highly, highly unusual. And I think this is a system-wide problem. So, this goes all the way through into the hospital sector. So, there's a real challenge about getting patients who have been treated and are ready to be discharged back into the community, so getting them out of hospital and into social care, because the social care system doesn't have the capacity. That then backs up the system all the way through. And that's why you see these queues of ambulances outside accident emergency. And now you're getting the system saying, right, instead of coming to A&E, please do call 111. So you're seeing a rise in those calls and pressures on that system. So this is a system-wide challenge you're seeing due to the level of pressures we're seeing, as I say, winter pressures in summer.
When it works, is 111 efficient in doing the job of being a sort of triage system for those who need help quickly but don't need an ambulance?
So it's variable and can certainly improve. I think when it works well, but there is a need, I think, to try and get more clinical advice onto the line, and there is a desire to get, I think, more clinicians and doctors onto those calls to help with the triage process, to make sure the triage process works, because if it doesn't, then all those patients do is they end up going into a busy, busy system. So the concept of the system is good. The implementation probably could be better.
And can I ask you finally about the pension changes that Liz Truss was talking about bringing in yesterday that would see doctors able not disincentivised from carrying on working once they reach the maximum amount that they can contribute to their pension? It seems extraordinary that the system was set up like that, that stops doctors who reached a certain point in their career from bothering to carry on working or from being incentivised to work.
So I think if you could fix this problem, this would be the biggest policy change that could make a difference to the waiting list. This should be right at the very top of the new Prime Minister's interest. It's good that the candidates are talking about it. It is a strange discrepancy, which means that doctors max out their allowance and then get these large tax bills. It needs to be looked at. If you want to clear the waiting list, you need doctors to do that. You need doctors to do extra shifts to do that. And they shouldn't be being penalised to do that. So I think that should be at the very top of the health policy agenda, Tom.
Good to speak to you. Richard, thank you. Richard Sloggett, former special advisor to Matt.